InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It is Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And General Flynn has issued an emergency letter that I've reposted on X at Real Alex Jones to President Trump, saying what everybody else is saying, but very eloquently, that if President Trump does not get the right people in the Justice Department to indict the deep state, this country is through, he's through, and they're going to come after all of us. They have committed such massive crime everywhere. Pam Bondi, under huge pressure, is pledging that prosecutions are imminent of the Somali fraud. And it's being called Somali fraud. And I'm not here to defend the Somalis, but they were chosen as a tribal bagman group because they basically vote in unison 99% and come from a culture of serious piracy, slavery, and corruption. So they're the perfect bagmen for the Democrats. But make no mistake, and it's come out. In California, with the 70-plus billion in welfare fraud in the last couple of years, and the 24 billion, that's what it is so far, it's growing. The mainstream media is behind, saying 9 billion. It's the Democrat leadership. Now, that doesn't give a pass to the Somalis, but to call it Somali fraud is deceptive. No, this goes all the way to the top. And you go through the Democrat states, they've taken surpluses and put the states deep into debt as they rob them blind, which the globalists above them at BlackRock want, so the country finally goes bankrupt. And yeah, there's just whole pages of new videos a day of Somalis celebrating. You're our slaves, you dumb Americans, you black Americans, white Americans, all of you. You go work while I stay at home and drive my Porsche. And you watch this, you go, this makes no sense. In that tribal culture, not all the tribes are like that in Africa. Most of them aren't, actually. Different cultures. I've studied it. Fascinating. But the Somalis are known for wild, devilish arrogance. And just in your face. I remember I did videos exposing them like decades ago, and they would come on my ex account or others and just go, you're damn right we're evil. You're damn right we're going to get your ass. You're damn right we're slave masters. You're damn right. And I mean, they put a new level of chutzpah or bravado or arrogance or hubris. So they're very easy to hate on average. And I don't think you can have a group of people that you can say culturally is more screwed up other than gypsies. There's different types of gypsies. You've got the Irish gypsies, the Pikeys, and you know their crime and stuff that's kind of lightweight. But you have the Romanov, whose culture is to maim one of their children with acid or cut one of their hands off so they can beg better. The culture is to rob you. The culture is to lie to you. And then you've got, you know, universities everywhere teaching how they're the greatest culture and all this. No, there are some cultures that are predatory. Where do you get the term thug? Do you know? From a tribe in India called the Thuggee, or a cult. It's a tribe. And they befriend you, they manipulate you, they get you, and they strangle you and then bury your body out in the woods and rob everything you've got. And you see it fictionalized in Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom. That's the Thuggee he's fighting in that. But in India, the Thuggee are hated. But then liberals are like, oh, don't talk about Thuggee, they're Indian. What the hell are you talking about? It's a murdering gang. The Thuggee are bad. Where do you get the term booby? You know what a booby is? That's the Asian Chinese name for the Muslim pirates robbing everybody the last 1,000 years in the Pacific. Boobies, Thuggee, Somalis. They are armies of evil.
Right. Simple traditions, pure delight. A optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cooked strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The thuggy. The gypsies. The Somalis. Are pirate, slave, Satan-worshipping cults. It's in the mainline history books. The thuggy for thousands of years, not just in India, but along the Silk Road into the Middle East, would trick travelers and others off the road and then strangle you, holding all the blood, and then cut your head off to Kali and dump it into bowls mixed with milk, where tens of thousands of rats would then drink the blood and the milk. Years ago, even on PBS, they were talking about how cute it was, and it showed how they would mix blood, not of humans, but other things in the huge vats with the just thousands of rats drinking the milk above Kali. You're a new listener. You're like, come on. No, seriously. Look up. Where does the term, just type it into search engine. Where does the term thug come from? From the thuggy. And in international, different cultural, anthropological studies all over the West now, they teach that the thuggy are good. You don't want to be racist against the Hindus or Indians. No, the Indians hate the thuggy. They're still there today. And the Somalis are hated all over that area of Africa for the thousands of years slaving other Africans and selling them to the Arabs. Their culture is robbing and stealing and enslaving. Were you guys actually able to find this? I'll never forget it. It was on PBS like 30 years ago. I saw it. It was this Kali statue, like 60 feet tall, and blood and milk. And this isn't the same. Just like literally tens of thousands of rats running up to drink it. I mean, who comes up with that?
Get off screen, please. I said get it, but just I don't want to see it. You may find the one with the blood. I'm about to throw up just for the memory. So you need to understand that all cultures are not the same. And it's so healthy, my first story, that Trump is just screw these people. Now, obviously, there are some that are backslidden Somalis. They're not following the culture that we're the ruling race, we're the ruling class, everyone else is slaves. The thousands of videos of Somalis celebrating that we're the rulers, we're robbing you, you better go make us money, you better go take care of us. And you see these videos, people think they're a joke. They're all serious. And then we've got members of parliament. I never played that clip yesterday. Fine, I don't want to play it in a minute. Members of parliament in the UK saying, Islam has already conquered all these cities in the UK. Sure, we will conquer the entire country. And they will all submit to us, and they will all pay us taxes, and our women are ours. Clip after clip after clip. And you're like, what is this? This is barbarous parts of the world. These are countries that aren't even countries, that are failed states with gangs, with warlords. And they come here and they team up with the Democrats and the liberals and the labor parties to undermine and collapse the country. So political correctness is a suicide pact. And lifting the curse of everyone being bullied lifting the curse of us afraid to stand up for ourselves, no matter what color we are, for Western values and freedom is key. So when Trump came out a few weeks ago and said Ilhan Omar should leave, she hates this country so much, and, you know, quite frankly, most of these Somalis are pledge allegiance to Somalia, they openly say they don't like America, then you need to go the hell back to your country. Half of them, in a ICE analysis they did last week, are here completely illegally and lied on their forms. Just deport them all. And it's a good start for us to learn to have instincts and territorialism and survival instincts and life force. And quite frankly, killer instinct. And I don't mean to kill people, but I mean, you got to have a killer instinct in life. Whether you want to, you know, be successful with women, business, anything. Get what you want, do it legally and lawfully, but be strong and stand up for yourself. Because the whole world's barbarous. And because of our Christian ethos that is great, it's been twisted to lay down and be a slave. And that is not the spirit we've been given. Be as bold as a lion. So Bondi's all panicking. And I can tell you, this is just a fact. I have it from, you name it, in the Justice Department, White House, every level, FBI, you name it. Many sources are public. Bondi just does her hair, goes to the spa, is in D.C. 3 days a week, does Fox News hits, and lays out at the beach. Well, that's fine. You're not a warrior, sweetheart. You need to go away. Cash Patel is a little Hollywood wannabe star, twinkle toes around with his girlfriend, flying around on the giant FBI jet. He's happier than a pig, and you know what? He's not thinking about the destiny of this country. He needs to go. Bongino was asked to do things he knew were wrong. He followed the orders but got out of there. So, to his credit, I don't think he'll be able to rehabilitate himself. He's finally resurfaced criticizing the FBI and the DOJ. A day late, a dollar short, Bongino. Because at the critical time, when you should just go public with everything, you still followed orders. That's not loyalty to the Republic. Though I'll say you're the best house in a bad neighborhood of that group. And you have Ed Martin totally isolated with the thumb of Todd Blanche on him. Todd Blanche, a Democrat lawyer, is the real head of the DOJ. And that goes down to Trump yet again. Blanche represented him in a bunch of criminal cases, had one success because of the judge doing the right thing in Florida, throwing out the Mar-a-Lago raid stuff. That wasn't Todd Blanche. And because of that one success, Trump has that blind spot because he likes Todd Blanche, and Todd Blanche is on record sabotaging everything. And General Flynn has come out in a letter I'm going to read and said, if you don't take action now, and he knows how to talk to Trump because Trump cares about the country, but it sees it tied to his own legacy. He says, your legacy will be one of ashes. Yeah, and they are going to indict your entire family. I've looked at all the Bitcoin deals they've done. Trump lost half his wealth in this fight. Everything he's doing is legal. It's not unethical. They don't care. The way this has all been done, they're going to indict Don, your whole family, you. I mean, you know, they because before with Russiagate, Ukrainegate, and all that stuff, they had nothing. There was nothing there. We knew all the facts. The way they can misrepresent Bitcoin and these deals you've made and stuff you've done, they got stuff now to burn your ass. And so he's surrounded by all these yes men up there in D.C. And he's pissed off. You know, it comes out on hot mics and from my sources. And he's like, indict, indict, indict. Great. And they say, well, sir, it'll be embarrassing if you fire Bondi and fire Blanche. What's embarrassing is lack of action. You know, I'm serious when I say this. I want to go to Minnesota and just show this stuff myself because it needs to be done. But first, I just need to go ahead and go to D.C. I need to announce a date in the next few weeks, get a few thousand people up there at the White House, pick a date Trump's going to be there, and just bullhorn the White House because I can go have dinner at the White House. I can get on the phone with Trump. I've been invited to Mar-a-Lago, you know, the event where Flynn was honored. They were going to honor me. You know, Trump's going to pat you on the head. I'm not interested in that. and you tell Trump something privately, it doesn't really connect half the time because so much going on. Let me tell you, we get 5,000 people around the White House bullhorning, demanding indictments of the deep state. That'll get Trump's attention. So I'm just on one hand, it's good for him to say, we're not bullied. We're not politically correct. We're not under the spell of political correctness. We're breaking that. That's great. So much good that's happening on so many fronts. It would take hours. But Flynn's right. If we don't get the indictments, and as soon as they really start, the deep state won't be arrogant anymore and will run for the hills. But the fact that they've gone in with these judges and the corrupt system and ended these indictments on Comey and Letitia James just emboldens this permanent criminal class that is the lawyers and the judiciary. And Bukele came out, you know, a year ago and gave Trump advice. He said, at the end of the election, he said, you can't just arrest the criminals, the terrorists, and the fraudsters. You've got to disband the criminal judiciary and put your people in. People say, well, that's tyranny. No, it's not. Trump can't disband the Supreme Court. That's co-equal. All the other federal courts are Article III created by Congress. And Thomas Jefferson, when the previous president to him, Adams, set it up to where they were a tyranny, he just did the Judiciary Act of, 1802 and fired every one of them and then brought in new judges. You have to do that. You have to do that. You have to do it now. This is a war. And yeah, Trump's way better than 8 years ago. And we got some good out of it, but it's not enough. We need total action. And I know all of you know this. I'm here talking about what pressure do we bring to bear on this? Because Trump thinks that campaigning and flying around and doing rallies is going to help win the midterms. That'll move the needle a couple points. Indictments of the globalist, indictments of Tim Walz, indictments of Ilhan Omar. An Ilhan Omar indictment and her being perp walked. 10 points. Tim Walz, 10 points. Now you have to understand how this works in the public memory. Let's say Trump's at 39 in the average poll. That's about right, all the indexes. So, okay, you hit Walz, you get up to 49. You hit Ilhan Omar, you're at 59. Remember, he was at 60-something at the peak of Doge just 3 months in. Then I got sabotaged. Now, this goes up and down in public memory. But you keep doing those, you'll be up at 70%. We won't just win the midterms. We'll flood, gain 5-6 seats in the Senate, 30-40 seats in the House. You got to go scorched earth. And just indict. This is a no-brainer, and I'm all in. So that's where we are. And then I look at the people and the organizations that are hurting the Trump administration and moving the needle down in our numbers and like submarines firing torpedoes at our operations, and we all know who they are. And they got these carefully crafted, foreign-run operations by the same usual suspects that ran the dossier and Crossfire Hurricane, all of it, illegally out of the UK. It's the same MO, same people, same operatives, same thing again. But if the left launches it, we don't buy it. But if it's one of our former Trump supporters, then we buy it. I mean, it's just Benedict Arnold behavior, folks. I got the number now. I've done the analysis. I wasn't focused on it, and I'm mad that I wasn't once I turned my attention to it because the claims got so insane. I was like, report pops out in my brain. And I'll be proven right, like the poison shots, like the Q thing being a fraud, like Trump being the guy that got convinced by the CIA to kill the Epstein investigation, which they now admit. And I was, oh, you're selling out Trump. Oh, you're being mean. Oh, you're, and I'm just right over and over again because this is what I do. This is all I do. In fact, I have to pray every night, God, will you just let me not think about work and wargame this so that I'm not having 100 dreams about fighting the globalist and analyzing stuff? Because then I'll have these intense dreams about politics and analysis and all this stuff. And then I'll wake up every 30 minutes for another dream and another dream, because I go to bed in instant REM sleep. I go to bed for an hour, say at midnight, and I wake up in an hour, and I've got sleep all over my eyes. That means, you know, rapid eye movement. I go right into REM now. This has only been happening the last few years. And then I lay back down, and I get a whole, it's crazy, folks. I mean, my I don't want to say my sleep is torture. It's not like I'm not getting sleep because I feel bad about myself. It's the opposite. I'm getting super ultra intense sleep that is just defies logic and science. I mean, it is, my dreams now are just like, and so, and I think it's happening to a lot of you too. There's a lot of stuff going on, the 5G, all of it's doing a lot of crazy stuff. We're going through some big changes right now, but I've kind of thrown out some of what's coming up. We got some big guests today. The Somali situation is just unbelievable. They're finding it all over the country. And again, they're just the bag men. I'm not defending them, but if you only blame them, they're a pirate criminal group. At least their tribal leaders are. It's tribe. They tell you that. It's a mafia. We think La Cosa Nostra is. It's a tribe. Not just Italians. It's Sicilians. And that's like a mild bad guys compared to this. But they're the bag men for the Democrats. So we've got all that. We've got all over the U.S., all over Europe, judges releasing people that kidnap little kids and murder them. And they let them out to murder again. And then now there's this new thing all over Europe, all over the U.S. It's the same policies where they put the murderers, people that kidnap girls, rape them, blow their heads off, they put them on the public safety boards of the state as the advisors and the good guys. It's all about rubbing your face in it, seeing how much they can get away with, whether it's Sweden or whether it's Oregon, whether it's London or whether it's Dallas. And it's all a unified formula. I've just got stuff so horrible right here. We're going to be getting to it. But these guys will grab your daughter off your front porch. They'll take her. They'll rape her. They'll kill her. He'll be out in 5 years to do it again. And the judges and the Soros DAs that are doing this know exactly what they're doing. And it's just a carpet bombing of the country. Total war. It's undeclared war. It's fifth generational warfare. So despite all of Trump's imperfections, and Lord knows we all got him, at least we now know he has entered the don't give a F moment. When they try to guilt him about, oh, you're being mean to the Somalis. Somebody needs to really brief him on the Somali leadership, the tribe Ilhan Omar's from, the ruling slaver pirate family. That's why they call themselves royal. And how they literally in Somalia teach that they're not black and that blacks are subhuman. And blacks figure this out. Black Americans, the real Americans that are black, they get around the Somalis and they hate their guts. I got tons of videos of black people that are like, you don't understand. These Somalis won't even talk to us. They tell us, yeah, because they're, because they, for over 1,400 years for Muhammad, they've been selling your ass as slaves. While the media tells you white people invented slavery. Everybody's been doing it, folks. But the point is they are still doing it. Ilhan Omar needs to pay some reparations to Kenyan slaves they grab. Did you know that? Because with her, you can go back to her granddaddy and her daddy. I mean, she's currently got money from that. It's not reparations when you actually got the money yourself and got it from your daddy. That's stolen. I'm all for reparations from the Somali ruling class to Africans. They've been robbing and enslaving. I mean, seriously, these people shake their finger at white people. Everywhere reporters go in Minnesota and other places, and they come show all these empty buildings and all this fraud. The Somalis come out and say, you white, you should not be here. You go. It's not your town. Because they're tribal, but they hate everybody, folks. Because they're as primitive as you can get. And it's a culture of being predators. So to them, they celebrate being predators. Like the gypsies, like the thuggies, like the Somalis.
That it's a gang. And I know you know that, but just understand that. And it's not weird to have a tribe or a race of people be a gang. That's how the world used to work. That's barbarism. We get the term barbarian. But not all barbarians had these rules. When the Romans tried to take over Germany for 300 years, finally Julius Caesar was able to. 300 years. They said, nope, slavery is illegal here. If you cheat on your wife, they'll cut your head off. Women have equal rights and are seen as equal to men, but have their space and are seen as oracles. I mean, same with the Vikings and stuff. But then also, though, when the man died, if he was a chief, then your whole family stabs each other to death, and they sit you on a boat and burn you to death. So, and like old men in the Vikings and also the German culture would say, all right, well, I have trouble walking now. I'm a problem. And they'd ask their sons, let's go out and have a party, and I want you all to stab me to death. Because I want to die like a man. And the Romans would go watch them. Like sometimes they, you know, say, all right, I want the toughest men in the village. Give me a sword. I'm going to fight to the death. And sometimes the old man kill a couple of them while they're done. He's like, I'm going to fight dying. Let's just do it. I mean, you know, that's cultures are different, the point. Okay? So let's go to Trump here. And this is Trump getting more extreme. That's good. See, the globalists are extreme. The left's extreme. They say whites are inherently evil. Get rid of whites. Exterminate us. America sucks. All this crap. It's not about hating anybody. We're done lying down, no matter what color we are. We're Americans. We choose the West. We choose this system. It's an idea. That's what unifies us. Not your crap. And you know what? The West is superior. This idea is superior. And start being proud of ourselves again as Westerners. And tell people, you can come adopt it. You can join the team if you want in a meritocracy. But you want to give us your guilt crap and your communist crap? Get the hell out of here. No more being bullied. The spell is broken. Here's Trump.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is saying that he's actually proud to have the largest Somali community in the country, and his police chief...
Well, then he's a fool. I wouldn't be proud to have the largest Somalian. Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just people walking around killing each other. These Somalians have taken billions of dollars out of our country. They have a representative, Ilhan Omar, who they say married her brother. It's a fraud. She tries to deny it now, but you can't really deny it because, you know, it just happened. They have destroyed Minnesota, that beautiful land, that beautiful state. It's a hellhole right now. And the Somalians should be out of here. And all they do is complain, complain, complain. You have her. She's always talking about the Constitution provides me with, go back to your own country and figure out your Constitution.
That's right. Don't come from your failed hellhole that you your family sat on and then shake your finger at us. We got the best record in history. Don't mean we're perfect either, but damn it, we can see we're better than your ass. So don't you come around here telling us to kiss your ugly ass anymore. Get out of the country. And she said that recently. She said, maybe I will just leave. I'll go live wherever I want. Yeah, I guess you'll go suck off whoever you want, you frickin' leech. We'll be right back with Massive News. Stay with us. Tomorrow is the last day to buy any of our incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the ultramethylene blue, you name it, and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That's not the normal buy one, get one free at the same time. This is a massive deal. On some of the deals, if you get like the more expensive supplement, when you buy one of the inexpensive ones, they're break-even or loss leader. AlexJonesApp.com, I'll put that on screen. You get 20% off when you use the app. It's the same shopping cart. So this is crazy, but that's why we can't have these super big sales because there's got to be some margin of profit there to operate. But we don't mind some loss leaders sometimes because the products are so good. We have an 80%+ reorder rate on the methylene blue, 75% reorder on average for the other products. Nobody in the supplement industry has that reorder level. These are all the best. They're either the best certified private label from a company or we go to and get a top formula and go and make it even better. But most of our products are simply private labels of already number one, five-star certified, the best. I mean, we don't like to reinvent the wheel around here, okay? Whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the most studied, whatever is the best, that is what you're going to get. That's what people get our supplements and say, my God, I used to take turmeric to give me some relief from pain and inflammation. Well, why is yours so much better? Because the average turmeric's food grade 4%. This is 95%. That's why Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, a small amount, by the way, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, was the first 95% curcuminoid. And we got a 95% curcuminoid at Bigly at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So it's real simple. Our creatine gummies is the highest quality type of creatine there is. Go look it up. You'll look at the name we have. Just ask Rock, is this the best creatine? He'll say, absolutely, hands down. Nano concentrated on top of it. I mean, it's just real simple. We treat you like we want to be treated. Plus, we want it to really work so you come back. That's our philosophy. It's real simple. I don't want to sell you something one time. I want a relationship. All I need to do is go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Wide a selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear it. I need the funds. All this stuff's going on. You see we're still here because we're fighting them tooth and nail, okay? And if they shut us down, we just go right over to the Alex Jones Network at TheAlexJonesStore.com, also financed, which I don't own, so they can't shut that down. I don't own TheAlexJonesStore.com. Bigly does. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. They do. But I need your support. And let me tell you something. Something like Ultra DNA Revival is an NAD plus booster. And it's got the precursor of NAD, because most people don't absorb NAD. Don't know what that does? Well, you need to look into it. That's just one of the ingredients. Big dose, high-quality organic NAD. The precursor. Because it's the precursor you're able to absorb. Okay? This cleans out your cells. This turbocharges your body. This gives you clarity, energy, focus, makes your telomeres last longer. This goes great with the methylene blue. Also, a ridiculous name, but it actually is true. I didn't come up with a name for this. Ultimate power. we said, hey, make something even better than Turbo Force with natural clean energy without the letdown. This is even stronger than Turbo Force, which was amazing. If you like Turbo Force, get Ultimate Power.
When the robots rise, the skies turn red and the cities burn cold. Circuits hunt the weak and mercy's just a broken code. Only the strong will survive the purge. Only the men of the InfoWar stand ready, armed with truth when the machines bring war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, I will be hosting a New Year's special with a whole bunch of amazing informative guests right through past midnight Central time. And then I'm going to drive home and sleep about 4 hours and get back up and do it all again in the InfoWar. All right, let me finish up with the Somalia situation. I mean, I could do all day on this because it's really captured people's attention. It's a major part of the enemy wall being blown up so we can pour through and expose the corruption and demand action and demand mass indictments, not just of the Somali bagmen, but of the Democrat controllers above them. And again, they're using other groups as fronts, the homeless, the illegal aliens in general. But in the case of the Hispanics and people, they get signed up by the Democrat law firms and NGOs. They don't even really get the money. They're just told, you're going to go work here. You're going to give us part of your paycheck. And then we're going to sign you up for all these other things. And the money goes into the Democrats. They literally, because I've studied it with the experts, the Hispanics don't even really siphon off much. With the Somalis, credit to them, they demand about 30-40% to themselves with the deals with Democrats.
But they farm the homeless. That's why, you know, they're spending what 3-4,000% more than we were just 20 years ago on homeless, and it's worse than ever. You have all these NGOs that farm them and get them disabilities and all these checks, and they steal most of it. They're farming illegal aliens as a permanent underclass. They're farming homeless, and they're farming the Somalis. This is what they do. So I mentioned these clips. Let me play them. Here's Ilhan Omar saying, oh, yeah, funny, make me leave. She came here under fraud. She married her brother. You can be denaturalized for fraud. Ship her ass back. Or better yet, indict her. The evidence is overwhelming. She went from almost no wealth to $30 million just since she got into Congress. That is a 3,500% increase. You know, she got here with $1 million of stolen loot, you know, from daddy, but that wasn't much. Now it's $30 million in just a few years, and there's more guaranteed. And Tim Walz, all of them, these are total crooks. And then that Dubs tells to a Somali girl, saying, we can do whatever we want. This is stolen land. That's what's taught. America's stolen. We're bad. No, we didn't steal. Westerners didn't steal America. We settled it. Settlers are not immigrants. Settlers are not refugees. Settlers came here, and all the different Native American tribes hated each other and were constantly killing each other, just like we were doing in Europe to each other previously. And they would come and say on record, that happened at all the first settlements, they'd say, we'll work with you, but if you don't help us go kill our neighbors and take their land, we're going to kill you. And at some of the first settlements, they wiped everybody out before the Mayflower. You look it up in Virginia. Because they're like, no, we're Christians. We're not going to kill your other tribe. Okay, you're dead. And I'm not attacking Native Americans, folks. It's just we all act the same. It's the same stuff. Okay, just stop. Yeah, I'm part Native American. I know the history, and it's just a fact. So stop being naive. There were some Native tribes that were nice and sweet. They had to live out in the desert in the middle of nowhere at a subsistence level. Anywhere nice with forest or plains or any good stuff and good game, they were big, mean Native Americans, and they killed everybody but their tribe. Ever heard of the Comanches? Hollywood obsessed on Apaches because that was later battles, but the Apaches were cream puffs compared to the Comanches. Do you know what the Comanches did to the other Native Americans? And to the white people? They like to cut your eyelids off and bury you facing the sun in a red ant bed. They like to haul you up with big antler hooks into your guts and let you hang for 4 or 5 days and die as their entertainment. And I'm not demonizing. I'm just saying, stop acting like white people are the only people that have done crap like this. We're humans. We do the same stuff. We have the same ability to do incredible good things, the same ability to act like a bunch of animals. And whenever somebody tells you, because you're white or you're Western or you're Christian, that you've got some background, you're bad, it's been Christians and white people that did all the innovations to stop slavery, all the innovations of private property, all the innovations of women having freedom, all the innovations because of Christianity. And I am not going to sit here and apologize to the world for the West being superior. The West is the best, and it'll do the rest. To quote Jim Morrison. All right, go to Ilhan, go to this young girl, go to Tim Walz. Again, he says the majority of crime is white people. Well, if white people are 70% of the population, though most of them old, so soon will be the minority. And then you look at crime statistics around the country, about half the time when someone's black or Hispanic, they say they're white. You remove that fraud, whites commit about 30% of the crime. If you add that fraud in, it's about 49%. And I'm not trying to demonize black people. The reason we have to cover this is it is a tiny minority of black people, about 14 to 25 black males, that as for violent crime, commit about 40% of it. And they're only like 2 or 3% of the population of that age group. Most black folks aren't involved. It's a tiny group. You got to address it. You got to deal with it. You got to stop it.
But the reason I have to always go over those numbers is because you see it constantly. White people commit the majority of crime. White people are the scourge. White people are doing the carjacking and the robbing and the murdering. And it's not true. But Tim Walz said it again. But in a way, it's true because it is old white men and old white women like Nancy Pelosi and Tim Walz and young white men or younger like Governor Newsom. And then all the rest of the black congressmen, the Democrats, they're all just a bunch of crooks, okay? But we do have a big white criminal problem. And a lot of them are Jewish. Let's just be clear about that, too. They consider themselves white. But, yeah, there's a big problem. So it is true that at the top, we have a white crime problem. But statistically, white people commit the lowest level of crime after who? Who? Oriental Asians. Because you can call Indians Asian, but they have a higher crime rate than whites on average. It's not the highest, but it's high for fraud and stuff like that. Not really violence. Everybody knows that. There's a proclivity in there. Nothing like the Somalis. But no, it's Chinese and Japanese particularly. Japanese have the lowest crime rate in the world, in Japan, anywhere they are. It basically doesn't exist. When there is a disaster in Japan, crime goes to zero. Everywhere else, when things get bad, crime goes up, right? A disaster, it goes down with the Japanese. So they have a sense of honor. If they're embarrassed by something they did, they go home and slit their guts open. That's a little extreme, but you got to hand it to them. They're about their honor. I got two things, my word and my balls. I ain't breaking them for no one. The Chinese in the West are engaged in some fraud, but still sicily low. Vietnamese, almost like a Japanese, almost non-existent fraud with Vietnamese. We had a little fun with them in Vietnam, didn't we? Pretty tough people. Let's say it, very stoic, very honorable. South Koreans. If you got to say of Oriental Asians, the Chinese are the most corrupt. Still on par with a white European. Asians have the lowest level of crime, then whites, then Hispanics, then blacks. It's a fact. So when Tim Walz sits there and tells you this, he's a liar. But don't worry, he is a crook. He is the bad white man. Let's go to those clips.
I mean, I have no worry. I don't know how they take away my citizenship and like deport me, but I don't even know like why that's such a scary threat. Like, I'm not the 8-year-old who escaped war anymore. I'm grown. My kids are grown. Like, I can go live wherever I want.
Support everyone, and because like people deserve to be here, because we shouldn't be illegal when this is literally like stolen land.
Do you want to hear more from members and leaders from the Somali community to say we need to look at ourselves, we need to hold our own neighbors accountable, because look at the damage that this has done to our community. What do you want to hear more from instead of just saying, don't blame us? Do you want to see more ownership and oversight from within this
country? Look, it's not law-abiding citizens. If that were the case, there's a lot of white men should be holding a lot of white men accountable for the crimes that they have committed. I think for the community to maybe educate their population, because I think what you're seeing here is there's secondary victims in this, that there's providers inside the community that are then victimizing the community themselves by signing them up, because when we're going to some of these people, they're like, I had no idea I was in this program. So I think it's asking us then, you know, for every crime, which of course the majority being committed by white men, asking us to do more about that. I think it's crime in general. And I think the biggest thing on this is just making sure that we're educating the population. And again, this is 80 people or so that have been convicted in this, maybe some more in that.
Somalia Hanulato! Somalia Hanulato!
Somalia! Somalia! Hiran State! Mawisle! Mawisle!
Situation in my home state of Minnesota, where we've got...
This is a former Minnesota Representative Jason Lewis, who's a GCN radio host, big talk show host. I've known him on the show,
he's a friend of mine. He was in Congress. He's been kicked out now because he's a good guy. Here he is in 2014 exposing $100 million stolen in one program. So, see, this is just escalating. This isn't new. It's just getting worse. Tim Walz. Oh, we got a white problem. Is that why 95% of the fraud is Somalis? Now it's $24 billion in just the last 2 years? And he's the bag man. Him and Ilhan Omar changed the laws, got the regulations passed, got all that state and federal money to do this. And on the daycare centers that are empty, it's got his number on it. So when inspectors come, they go, call the governor. Let's go to former representative Jason Lewis. Here it is.
Situation in my home state of Minnesota, where we've got a number of daycare providers that are openly violating federal and state laws and regulations, taking money for personal use, using the money to set up a fraudulent child care client, and then providing a kickback has been reported. This is a major issue. There are allegations that, well, not just several, you've got 23 child care or daycare centers either closed or under investigation. The fraud may go as high as $100 million. Now think about that. In fiscal year 2018, Minnesota received $120 million in federal funding. The state contributed about $50 million in matching and maintenance funds. And we may have a fraud case of nearly $100 million in this state, with money then being transferred out of the country via MSP Airport. This is a big issue in my home state of Minnesota. Can you share with me what your agency is doing to investigate this? And I'm just wondering if we could not come up with some form of stricter enforcement to monitor the states that are receiving these funds to make certain that there's some sort of oversight here. Thank you for your testimony today. I yield back.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lewis.
So, now that people are paying attention, it isn't just Minnesota. It's Wisconsin. It's Washington State, Oregon, Ohio. It's Texas. It's everywhere. With just the Somalis. And they're finding judges and prosecutors, Soros people, that aren't charging him. Or when a jury convicts, they just overturn it. You've seen that in the news. They're on the payroll, folks. They're the bosses. So when Tim Walz says there's white crime going on, yeah. And some of the Democrats above the Somalis are not Somalis, but they're black Americans, too, that we've caught. Like the Attorney General of Minnesota. He's on the payroll, been caught. His wealth has exploded since he became the Attorney General. So Bukele, down in who wins election with 85% rates, he just fired all the major judiciary, put in new people. Now they're the safest country in the Western Hemisphere. Massive investment going in. Totally beautiful. Beautiful people. In just 3-4 years, a 180. And what does he say? He says, you can't just put the gangbangers in. They work for the corrupt system. It's the judiciary that works for the mafia above it. And that's what they found. And they put a bunch of government officials in prison that were above running this and using MS-13 as their robots. So they had MS-13 that Clinton set up with the CIA, by the way, in the early 90s, mid-90s, look that up, in L.A., sent them down there for the drug trade. Just like Biden wanted all the TDA out of Venezuela to be sent up here to be bagmen. And that's why they protect them. That's why they release the TDA and the MS-13 and go to bat for them, because that's their foot soldiers. But the Congress people and the mayors and the governors, they're the capos. And then up above that, the BlackRock, the deep state, they're the dons. Here's Bukele explaining what must be done.
But jumping out of the water when it's already boiling is an almost impossible feat. You are not there yet. And believe me, you don't want to be. We did the unthinkable to cleanse our society. We arrested the terrorists, but we have to remove corrupt judges and corrupt attorneys and prosecutors.
You know, Bloomberg, when he ran for president, he never got to the full number. He spent $300 million He was going to spend $500 million, but when he spent $300 million, it didn't work. Remember, Zuckerberg spent $400 million, $450-something million, stealing the 2020 with a database. I got that clip coming up. That's over $1 million per citizen he could have paid you. And that's not even a fraction of his. What is he worth, $80 million now? You start to get the magnitude of this money? That's why 0.1%, not a 1%, has 80-plus percent of the wealth of the world. A handful of families. So while you're struggling to pay your bills, Bloomberg could spend $1 million per voter and still not win. I mean, this is a paper tiger, folks. And they've stolen all the wealth, and they're trying to convince you capitalism did this. No, crony capitalism, manipulated controlled markets. And it's the big banks and BlackRock that want to get rid of the checks and balances that are even left and totally enslave everybody. You know, Nick Shirley hasn't put out his new videos yesterday. He didn't want me to tell people he was in Minnesota. He didn't tell me that up front. So I'm like, oh, he's on the ground in Minnesota. And we go to break. He goes, don't say that. I'm about to go on the street. But he hasn't got his reports out yet. But the Somalis do our jobs for us now. They got in his face and called him and said, you're bad. You're white. Get out of here. A bunch of videos have gone viral with tens of millions of views with the Somalis videotaping it, doing Nick Shirley's own production for him. So now we get cameras both directions. Can't wait to see his reports. But they're working for us and don't even know it. Ooh, I love it. Okay, I literally have like 60 more articles and videos just on that. I got to stop. There's just too much to get to. But this has finally gotten the public's attention. And look, let's not just single out the Somalis. Like I said, they're finding it all over the country. Look at this. Bill de Blasio's wife can't account for $850 million. Given by her husband, the communist mayor, when he was mayor, and it turns out no services, nothing done, and they don't know where the money is, though they fly around on private jets and live in palaces. But she's black, so it's okay. And remember that all of this is just the tip of the iceberg. And it goes on. And on and on. And what does Ilhan Omar say? And what does de Blasio say? And what does Walt say when you say you're stealing all this money? They go, oh, you're racist. Because the word is de Blasio literally has this black wife and black kids as a political front. He's, let's just say, but I heard, not into women that much. But he literally, politically as a communist, went out and got a black wife, had black kids, so he can set them all up to run as frauds. And then you can't say, hey, man, you're stealing all this money. $850 million just in one scam. Because she's black. That's what the Democrats do, is they literally put a black face on what they're doing. What's the cover of my huge film, Obama Deception? It's a white executive in a suit with an Obama mask over his face. That's all it is. And I'm not trying to demonize white people. I'm just saying there's a little kernel of truth. We got a white supremacy problem, a globalist leftist white supremacy problem, dividing and conquering all of us to control us. All right, I haven't even gotten into the real meat and potatoes yet. There is so much we'll be getting into. We have huge guests coming up today. I haven't even told you about that yet, including in studio. I have not even gotten into our top stories yet, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to break, but I want everybody to know right now that today is the last day at thealexjonesstore.com to get any of our incredible award-winning, top-rated, game-changing supplements and get any other supplement you want free. Now, normally, we do it where you buy one of the supplement and you get the same one free. No. You can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. This is the best deal ever. No excuses. You want our bovine colostrum. It's the best. You want our ultramethylene blue. It's the best. You want our Shilajit. It's the best. You want our Irish sea moss. It's the best. If you don't know what bovine colostrum is, look it up and then know we have the best. If you don't know about the type of the best quality creatine we have the best. It's all there. We have the best turmeric. We have the best.
and it funds this operation, and I need your support. So I want to thank those of you that have supported in the past, and I want to encourage those of you that have never gone to thealexandthestore.com and checked out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, many of them limited edition. There's over 700 designs. It's crazy. Some of them are the very best designs. Some are okay designs. Some of them I made. Some of my designs are the best, but you know, a lot of them, my designs are like, okay. A lot of new cool stuff, a lot of cool limited edition stuff. That's how we fund this operation. That's how we change the world together. Please support the transmission. But I'm telling you, you're missing out if you don't get our methylene blue. My medical doctor 7 years ago that owns wellness clinics all over the state has like 5 degrees. Great guy. I learned about it from like Shane Steiner 15 years ago. He told me, he said, you need to get methylene blue, get a USP grade. We don't sell it, but just get it. It was a prescription. He said, that's the doctor's order. I order it, don't really feel it. My wife liked it. Then Bigley, you know, 10 months ago or whatever, says, oh, try this. We got this medical grade of Florida. I said, all right. I took a dropper of it in my iced tea, drank half the iced tea. 30 minutes later, thought I was going crazy, felt all wild energy, electricity in my fingers. And I went, oh, it's the methylene blue. Because ours is so good. Bigley, our big sponsor, thealexandthestore.com, knocked it out of the park with this. It is wild how good it is. You've seen the rave reviews. You've read the rave reviews. You've seen every major guest we have in come in and take it. They've all been blown away. It's like a fog lifts. Bigley knocked it out of the park with this. Because I told them, I said, I want the highest rated. I want the best. So they spent, and about 6 months later, I said, why have you got it? And they said, well, we're talking a lot of places, and we got this one place that doesn't even sell it as a supplement. They use it in medical surgeries instead of, you know, radioactive dye. They use this as dye before they do a surgery to see if there's any leakage. This is a medical place. We're trying to get a deal with them to buy it from them. And it's not even more expensive than other places. And I said, okay. And then I got it. And I'm like, they must be saying stuff's USP grade that isn't. This is beyond. This is incredible. And people have taken the challenge. That there's some other good brands out there, too. And they say, no, this is the best. It is amazing. It's so good for you as well. No letdown. Your workouts, your stamina, your clarity. If you take any of the supplements, if you listen to anything I ever say, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultramethylene Blue. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. Thealexjonesstore.com. And anybody buying anything should be a VIP. For $30 a month, canceling time, you get $40 to spend in the store instantly. Special deal, special offer, special everything. Special sales on everything when you're a VIP members, so become a VIP right now. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, ultimate Life Force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible, ultimate turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, ultimate power drink mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate power drink mix, two great flavors now available at thealexandthestore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.